CF United, the premier Cold Fusion Conference by TerraTech Programming. Created by developers for developers.
Before we start, we'll riff here a little bit. Do any of you have any preconceived notions, goals, ideas, or hopes for this presentation before we start? Because then I can rewrite it on the fly and we'll see where we go. Any thoughts, comments? This is going to be a very interactive session, people, okay? And we're off to kind of an abysmal start with everyone sitting on their hands. So I will tell you there are prizes to be won both during the presentation and post-presentation. There are opportunities for you to jump in and participate. There are opportunities for you to be awake. Last year I was scheduled during the lunch period, which was a real adventure because people were coming and going. This year we've got the pre-lunch period, so I know you're all thinking about what you'd rather be eating. But hopefully the presentation will at least keep us mildly entertained until then. Hey, awesome. Thank you. All right, perfect. Thanks for the technical help, Steve. All right. No one's answered my question yet. And yes, thank you.
What is a personal IPO as well?
What is a personal IPO? Great question. We'll maybe cover that one. No, we will. I'm just joking. Yeah. Same type of question. Okay, were people semi-intrigued by the title?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, so that part worked. All right, good, we're off to a rousing start. All right, my name is Joey Coleman. I'm the creative principal of a company called Design Symphony. It's my pleasure to be speaking at CF United. I started speaking at this thing actually when it was C-Fun, and it's still fun, right? But now it's CF United so that you can get your checks approved by your bosses easier to come to a conference that doesn't have fun in the title. Instead, it says United. It makes us feel American, happy. Any non-Americans in the room? Go ahead, volunteer. Excellent. Good. There's some jokes about America in here, and it's much better if there are people that aren't American in the room because then you can laugh louder. Okay, excellent. The Family Feud, right? How many of you have had the opportunity to hear me speak before? Raise your hand, please. Oh, good, some repeat offenders. Excellent. Four. How many of you have your own business? Excellent. Over half. Okay, so my gut instinct is that the ones that are here for their own business are thinking, what can I do to help brand and grow my own business? And if it's your own business, your business is your personal brand and vice versa. We're going to spend some time talking about that, and we can build out from there. Any other preconceived notions before we start? Great. I have a small favor request to make. If at any point during the presentation I say something that you agree with, I would love you to say,
"That's so true."
Excellent, excellent. Now, if you don't agree with me, I encourage you to raise your hand and challenge me, and that's fine, and I love that. We're going to talk later. I'm a recovering attorney. I used to do criminal defense, so I'm all too familiar with the model of hostile witnesses. Usually they were my own clients. So if you want to be charging at me, yeah, raise your hand if you have been charged in more than one state. Okay, excellent, good, honesty's good. I had my hand up too, by the way. Okay, so that's so true is what we're going to say if I say something that makes sense, because then we can spend a little more time on that. All right, lemonade, it's summer. Time for a little refresher course. What is a personal brand? Okay, we need to understand what a personal brand is before we can talk about a personal IPO. Now, personal brand has been getting a lot of publicity in the press in recent years. Tom Peters, about 5-6 years ago, wrote a great book called The Brand You 50. If you haven't read it, I encourage you to go out and grab it. It's kind of the Bible of personal branding. A lot of people have written since then great books, but Tom's really kind of started everything out. This section of the presentation, and I'm glad that only a few of you have heard before because it's a little repeating, about 10 or so slides, so we can just get all up to speed on the concept of personal brand. And if at any point I'm going too fast, you can raise up your hand and say, slow down, fool, or you can say, that's so true if I'm too fast. All right, so a little, pardon me?
Or
I can talk faster. All right, excellent. So a little refresher course on what is a personal brand. Brands, brands, brands. Everybody's talking about brands. Corporations have brands, computers have brands, cars have brands, colleges have brands. The shoes we wear, the music we listen to, the things we watch on TV, the country we live in, all have brands. Do people have brands? Who thinks people have brands? Please raise their hand. Excellent. Those of you are very smart. Okay, the rest of you will believe this, hopefully, by the end of the presentation. people have brands. These are three of the most world-renowned brands. Anybody know who they are? Starting on the left.
Michael Jordan.
Okay, now see, this is where I said there would be prizes. Okay, there's bubblegum prizes. Hang on, they get better as the presentation goes. Middle one.
Oprah Winfrey.
Excellent. And last one.
Beckham.
See? Nice. David Beckham. I'm wearing my honorary Go Brazil tennis shoes today. Michael Jordan, Oprah Winfrey, David Beckham, each of which personal empire is built around their personal brand. All of these empires in excess of hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? These are people who have decided to consciously focus on their brand image and what that means to their career, right? An article was written in Fortune magazine about 8-10 years ago about the financial impact that Michael Jordan had on the NBA, and they argue that he personally was responsible for over $1 billion in revenue to the NBA, personally, because of his brand. Oprah Winfrey, I mean, what isn't Oprah involved with, right? If Oprah says this is going to be the Book of the Month Club book, guess what? It's a bestseller overnight. David Beckham is the shout-in for the international brands, not that Oprah and Michael aren't international brands. David's brand is much more known outside of the United States. It grows as the team continues to do well in the World Cup, and as the United States becomes more conscious of soccer, that brand will probably grow as well. Why do we brand a person? Your personal brand is the only thing you can take with you. Okay, when I was a kid, my parents used to say, you know, in my family, college, it wasn't a choice of if you were going to college, it was where. And one of the things my dad always said is, you know, you can never take an education away from someone, all right? Once you have your education, no matter what happens, you can lose your job, you can lose your money, you can lose your house, you can lose your car, but whatever you've learned, you can keep. Same with the personal brand. Your individual personal brand is unique. It's you. As I look across the room, we have no similar people, okay? You may have similar interests, all right? You may be working in a similar field. Some of you may even work for the same company, but none of you are the same, right? Each of you has your own individual brand. Twins talk about this a lot, right? At face value, they look like they're the same, but in reality, they're not. This is more relevant than ever in the 21st century, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit more about why that is, but your personal brand is really key and important. Your personal brand is the image created in the minds of people when they connect with your name, your product, your service, or your logo. Individual people have logos, right? Michael Jordan, we saw, David Beckham, Oprah, Madonna has her own logo. We're going to talk about her later. She hired a great graphic designer to build out this entire brand for herself. Prince, right? Prince went so far as to even quit calling himself Prince, and he was that unpronounceable symbol for a while. There's got to be a reality show somewhere in the near future for him. Don't you feel it coming? So your personal brand must be honest and authentic. It must be specialized. It must be a promise of value. It must offer differentiation. It must build trust and loyalty, and it must always be a work in progress. I'm going to talk about that too, right? Because brands evolve over time. Let's roll back and talk about Michael Jordan's brand, right? For a long time, Michael Jordan's brand was all about basketball. Then he retired. Then what did he do? Pardon me?
Hanes Underwear.
Hanes Underwear. Did that help his brand or hurt his brand? Don't have a clue. Gut instinct is it probably helped. Made some good money, you know, quality garments, quality guy. What else?
His biggest thing is he bought his brand from Nike.
Yes, he bought his brand from Nike. What did he do after he retired the first time from basketball?
Played baseball.
How was he at baseball? He sucked. He was not that good at baseball, right? But because his brand was so strong and because he had spent so much time building his brand, people were okay with that, right? Sometimes we like to see our heroes stumble a little. It makes the story more interesting, okay? I encourage you to keep that in mind as you're sitting here thinking, well, Joey, that's great and fine and dandy, but I'm not Michael Jordan, okay? I can't dunk a basketball. I can't kick a soccer ball into a goal from, you know, midfield. I can't run a magazine empire. I don't have my own TV show. You have other things about your personal brand, okay, that you can focus on. All right, this is the only math today, and I know I'm in a room of coders, so I get real nervous when anytime there's numbers or symbols on the page, but I'm going to do my best to walk us through this. PLE is greater than POV is greater than WYAP is greater than DPB, or PLE plus POV plus WYAP plus DPB, or PLE equals POV equals WYAP equals DPB. Okay, what does all... Pardon me? Exactly, exactly. So what does all this mean? Your personal life experience leads to your point of view, leads to the way you are perceived, leads to your default personal brand. Everything that has happened to you up to this moment in your life has made you who you are. The good, the bad, the ugly. Okay? That first crush you had in grade school, the girl you tried to kiss on the playground, that boy that you were sure was going to call you, right? And then he didn't. Playing on the team in high school, riding the bench in high school, you know, being president of the AV club in high school, beating up the kids in the AV club in high school, all right? Whatever it may be, all of those experiences led to who you are today. That is your personal brand. So congratulations, all of you right now, without even trying, have a personal brand. Now the question is, what are you doing with it? What makes you, you? Okay, how many people in here can do, and forgive, I'm going to try to get a little technical here, and this always gets dangerous in a room like this. How many of you can sit down in front of a computer and program in Cold Fusion? Raise your hand. Okay, well, I'm really not raising my hand, but all of you are raising your hand, right? Okay, so is that something really unique about you in this room? Not at all. Okay, how many of you are the only person in your family that can program in Cold Fusion? Raise your hand and look around. Okay, so now you're suddenly a little more unique, right? You're still the same person, but suddenly you're a little more unique. It depends on the audience, and it depends on the group you're in front of. What makes you, you? Okay, I'm gonna get a little drink of water here, because what I'm gonna try to do in the next 5 minutes is give you brand Joey Coleman, that's me, in under 5 minutes. Okay, so you can get a feel of all the various things that are involved in the personal brand. And I'm going to read along a little here because it's going to go, hopefully, very fast. Okay, brand Joey Coleman in under 5 minutes. This is me. My name is Joey, although my full name is this, which sounds a little like this and evokes images of, oh, maybe this and sometimes this, but really I'm okay with that. Because my name is Joey and I'm older than this kid, I'm sometimes associated with this guy and occasionally with this guy and even this guy, none of which are nearly as confusing as being associated with this guy. This is his actual name. Joey Coleman is from here and he starred in all of these movies. Okay, well, starred is maybe a stretch. He was in all of these movies. I was not, which is really disappointing, but what can you do? And the reason I bring this up is because later on tonight, because you've been so impressed by this presentation, you may do this to me, and you'll see this. And at the top, you might click on number 1, and that is not me, when in fact you should click on number 10, because that is me. Okay? I do a lot better on Google Images, where I come up number 2. I have no idea who the guy to my right is, but whatever. That other Joey Coleman guy is down on the bottom. Okay, I was born here, where it looks a lot like this. And even though I didn't live on one of these, I did live in Iowa. I am this, which for those of you that are from here, means that I am this, not this. Okay, it means this, not this. All right, everybody clear on that? We've been watching a lot of World Cup, so hopefully we're feeling good about this. All right, so I am this plus this. Okay, what does that mean? Well, more easily stated, it might be I am this plus this. Okay, what does that really mean all in one? It equals I am this. Well, kind of. Anyway, I'm one of 7 kids. Okay, now, based on what I've previously just told you, this number should not surprise you. Yes, those of you in the back who don't understand Arabic symbols, this is what I said. This is us, our very own Coleman Brady slash bunch. Just to make sure that we're all paying attention, this is my sister Lori, me, Danny, Tommy, Chris, Casey, Callahan. Okay? Now, why do I say this to you? Well, because people ask me all the time, do you know all your siblings' names? And I'm thinking, come on, guys, okay? My family isn't this, and it isn't this, but for God's sakes, they're my siblings. Work with me. I know all of them. All right, this is Mom and Dad. They're great. Dad was one of these. Anybody get what it is? Thank you. All right. Or for those of you a little older in the crowd, one of these. He worked here, and he spent all of his time keeping his clients out of these. Mom raised this bunch. Notice the picture in the bottom center. She helped with Dad. She didn't have one of these around the house, and because I previously mentioned we grew up, we didn't have any of these where I grew up or any of these. Instead, we just had lots of these, which makes it a real challenge. Come on, people. I did say that I was born here. They filmed the movie here, and there's a reason because of this, this, and this. When I was in college, I went to here, which is well-known for this and well-known for this, although I didn't participate in the latter because I looked like this in college instead of like this. After college, I graduated and came here to study here, following in his footsteps, hoping to be one of these, to work here, to keep people out of these all the days. While in law school, I had the opportunity to work here, not for this guy, rather for this guy, which was a good thing because I was one of these and he had some small problems with these. Did I know any of them? No, I did not. Anyway, I also worked here. I then worked here. Okay, I worked with people like this and I worked with people like this. I did not work with people like this. I did not work with people like this. After that, I went back here, and I spent some time hanging out here and doing a little bit of this and trying to keep people out of here. After 4 years of doing this, I moved back here and started my own business, Blue Jay, doing this and some of this and some of this, and designing these and these and these and these, and working for clients like these. Anybody recognize the logo on the bottom corner on the left? Terratech. All right, bubble gum opportunity. All right. So now my company is called this. I recently changed the name to Design Symphony, and many people have been asking me, why did I do that? Well, this is what the old name was, right? And I got sick of this, all right? In fact, it started to feel a little like this, so I changed the name. I still do this and this and this, but now I focus more on the customer experience, right? When you're dealing with people, the customer experience is your brand. So everything with the marketing, with the design, with the logo, with the website, with your business cards, with your brochures, with the conversations you're having with people, with the answering message on your voicemail, with the emails that you send, with the language you use, all builds this. That's what my company does. Basically, I try to get all of your pieces playing together in harmony like a finely tuned one of these. Consider me this. All right, and your fans, if we get all of this stuff working together, will work like this. And yes, those are Tar Heels. Okay, anyway, three other things that quickly I think are important to let you know about myself. I love to do this, okay? I was born here, but I had the opportunity after that to travel here and to travel here and to travel here and here and here and here and here. Okay, that makes for this many countries, and these are them. I also enjoy singing, right? I've had the opportunity to sing here, and yes, we photoshopped this in so you'd feel American. I also had the opportunity to sing here, which if you followed along earlier, you would understand why. I also have had the opportunity to perform here and have been psyched that the group that I sing with has been nominated for several of these, although we haven't won any. Again, it's always a pleasure just to be nominated. Finally, basic food. Most people would argue that there are four food groups. I argued that there are two. This one, not this one. I said this one. And next, we have this one, right? Double bubble bubble gum. Big fan of that. Pardon me?
That is so true.
There you go. Don't tell this guy, though. And we're going to come back to more of this later, okay? Remind me at the end. So in short, hopefully less than 5 minutes, that's brand me. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. All right. So why do I tell you all that stuff, right? Why do I go through this slide and I tell you all about my family? I tell you about where I grew up. I tell you about what my hobbies are. Hell, I told you what I like to eat and drink, right? Because all of those things make up my personal brand, okay? And if we're going to have this personal brand, we're next asked with, okay, well, so what, Joey? Fine, I can fill in what my family looks like. I can fill in where I look. I can fill in my hobbies. I can fill in what I eat. But what am I going to do all with all of this stuff? According to the most recent statistics from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, okay, isn't that great? Statistics twice in one sentence just makes it feel like a weighty comment I'm about to make. 10 before 40. Anybody know what this refers to? This is the code breaker Da Vinci section of the presentation for all of you paying at home. Pardon me? 10 goals before you reach 40. Close. Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Yes. 10 jobs before you reach 40. Piece of bubble gum for you. Nice work. All right, 10 jobs before you're 40, right? These are conservative estimates. Who thinks we have a conservative administration? Raise your hand. Okay, trick question. Anyway, we have, these are conservative estimates at 10. Some people say, will say as many as 20. And what this doesn't mean is 10 different employers, although that's very true as well. This is 10 different jobs, okay? We're going to do a little survey here. If you have had more than 3 different jobs, and by jobs I'm defining it as 3 different kind of roles and responsibilities for different companies in your career thus far, please stand. More than 3. Excellent. About 70% of the room. More than 4. And as I say, you can just sit down.
Just current company or lifetime?
Lifetime.
Okay.
More than 5. More than 6. More than 7. More than 8. More than 9. For those of you playing at home, we've still got about a half a dozen people standing. More than 10. More than 11. More than 12. More than 13. More. All right, 13 was the magic number, and none of those people were over 40, okay? Look at that. 10 before you're 40. What is the best way to cut through the noise, okay? What is the best way to get an executive recruiter's attention? This was published at the beginning of this year. This middle one here, personal branding, wasn't even on the radar screen 5 years ago. Sure, people were doing it, but nobody was talking about it. And we've arrived at a point where if the top Korn Ferry, they're the top executive recruiters in the country. If you want to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, guess what? You're going to end up working with these guys, right? They're constantly recruiting for all kinds of positions all over the world. These guys rank at number 4 at 11%. And if you look at the stuff above it, work for a highly regarded company? Okay, thanks. That wasn't entirely obvious. Proactively network with recruiters, i.e. the guys who did the study, once again, shocking. Be the highest performer in your department? No, be the dumbass at the back of the room. Yeah, I mean, come on. Of course, so if we can easily knock those first 3 off and we see, look, personal branding is where it's at. So how am I going to do all this, Joey? Fine, I've drank the Kool-Aid. I believe that I have a personal brand. And now what the heck am I going to do? I'm going to do an IPO. All right, who knows what IPO stands for?
Initial public offering.
Christian, nice work. All right, initial public offering. All right, what is an IPO? Anybody know?
You give out stocks,
you sell yourself. In the corporate sense, when a corporation has an IPO, what do they do? They sell a portion of themselves. They sell stock. They issue stock. They go through the SEC, right? And they put together a whole prospectus, and they explain what they're going to do, and they say why they want to raise the money, and they say, here are risk factors. This is why we're smart. This is why we're not smart. There's actually a section, if you've ever read one of these, where it's like the risk factors, the things that are problematic. A good friend of mine was the CEO of a company that went public. He called his mom. He said, Mom, I've arrived. I'm the number one risk factor in our IPO, because he was fresh out of school. He didn't know much. All right? We've had a lot of famous IPOs over time, right? Google, Baidu, MasterCard, Apple, Under Armour, Vonage, Chipotle, Netscape, even the King, right? Some of these have done very well. Anybody know which ones have done well?
Google.
Under Armour. Anyone know which ones have tanked? Vonage. The King.
Apple's been up and down.
Yeah, Burger King has really struggled. Apple's been up and down, right? Apple started out really big. At the time, it was one of the biggest IPOs of all time. Steve Jobs went and started making cartoons. Right? Animated films, excuse me. Left the company. The company started to tank. He comes back. Stock goes through the roof. All right? Anybody know this company?
Sure.
Anybody know what they're doing today?
Selling sucks.
They're going public today, right now. Okay? These are the other companies that are going public today. Okay? Now, the reason I do these 2 slides, right? This one, raise your hand if you've heard of this company. Okay? Raise your hand if you've heard of more than one of these companies. More than one. No one.
The one at the bottom right needs a logo or something.
Right, it really does, right? There's nowhere on here. I'm looking around for the logo. This is just me typing in what they do. This is an investment management company. Don't even have a logo. Yeah, they're going to do really well. Omniture, anybody have a guess what they do?
Furniture.
Hey, furniture. That's the number one guess. That's what my fiance said. No, tech. Okay, what can you do? Anybody guess what these guys do?
Windows.
And what's the name? WindGuard. What do you think these windows are good to protect against? Hurricanes. Okay, they're going to probably be doing really well. Global warming is not happening. You're in Washington. Drink the Kool-Aid. Okay, it's not happening here. It's happening everywhere else in the world. All right, brewery. I know this crowd knows exactly who that is. All right, exactly. All right, so the question is, do you want to go public? All right. Now, when I talk about going public, I'm not necessarily talking about filing a prospectus with the SEC and going through all the financial rigmarole of going public and getting underwriters, right? One can argue that two people historically have done that. Anybody know who they are?
Martha Stewart.
There's one. David Bowie, yes. David Bowie sold all of it, the rights to his royalties. Right, going forward. He was the first one to do it. Martha Stewart got a bigger splash because his were kind of done through bonds. It was a little confusing. But anyway, do you want to go public? You have the choice. You can either be distinct or you can become extinct. Right? You need to start setting yourselves apart. Raise your hand if you felt that you've had to distinguish yourself to keep your job in the last 2 years. Raise your hand. Okay? Those of you who haven't need to start distinguishing yourselves, okay? Because guess what? I guarantee the people running your companies, even if it's your own company, should be stopping and thinking about that a little bit, all right? Your brand is three things. It is your reputation, it is an experience, and it is an expectation, right? I liken a lot of this stuff to dating, okay? It's real straightforward, right? You get set up with someone. All right, it's all based on your reputation. They're putting their word on the line. Yeah, Joey, he's not bad. Okay, thanks for that great testimonial. I appreciate the setup. Yeah, he's, you know, he was a lawyer and now he's not, so it's questionable as to his sanity level. You know, he kind of does this weird shtick. He drinks a lot of Pepsi and chews a lot of bubble gum, but he's not bad. What is the experience of hanging out with him? Hey, well, he likes to go to shows. He likes to go out dancing. He likes to travel. It's a pretty good experience. What's the expectation? Well, you'll have to figure that one out for yourself. So how? How are we going to do this, right? How are we going to go public? We're going to do three things. First, we're going to investigate. Then we're going to express. And finally, we're going to evolve. Okay? Now, we're going to break these down one at a time. Investigate, the big search, okay? I don't mean these. All right, just to clarify, I mean this. So we're doing the search. What is it about you that makes you different? What is it about you that is the unique thing that people are going to say, wow, that's amazing? Someone in the room, share with me something that you think is pretty cool about yourself that the other people in the room don't know. Yes? Absolutely. So there's a guy that can go from soup to nuts, right? Beginning to end, the whole thing in-house, and to have somebody that, and forgive me, because this is a stereotype, not one I believe in, but to have somebody who's working on the creative side, also working on the technical side, most people don't often see those as a match. Personally, I do see those as a match on a regular basis, because if you guys are building code from scratch, which I know most of you are, you have to be creative, right? You have to figure out, and you're constantly tweaking and trying new things. Somebody else. Yes?
My website was featured in the Wall Street Journal.
Website featured in the Wall Street Journal. Excellent. Anybody else in the room has had their website featured in the Wall Street Journal? No. You are unique, sir. Next.
How about soup to nuts, raising four kids working out of the home office?
Fantastic. Raising four kids working out of the home office. You know, when I worked at the Secret Service, one of my good buddies, a guy by the name of Frank Spica, he protected three presidents, right? Normally at the Secret Service, you do presidential detail once, and then they send you off. And the reason they do that is because you age 2 years for every 1 year on the job, physically, right? That's how the doctors have assessed it, 2 years. He had three kids. Wink used to go home to his wife every night and say, honey, I spent the day protecting the leader of the free world. You spent the day doing a job that is 10 times more important than mine, all right? Raising kids, absolutely. So it's the big search, right? Once you've figured out what it is about you, and I don't mean to give that short shrift, right? We're going to focus a little bit more today on kind of the expressing and evolving piece of the brand, because those are things that we can talk about a little easier amongst ourselves than the self-exploration. Some people get a little weird. Well, you know, I do coding, you know, and I'm pretty good at it, and I like it. Okay, well, that's great, but what else? What else is about you? Anybody in here ride motorcycles? Don't you ride a Harley?
Curtis Springer.
All right. I thought I remembered this from a previous conversation. Excellent. You okay? That's something unique and different. Anybody else? Give me something that's not work-related that you do. Like I showed you the Grammy thing. Come on. That's one of my big bragging points. Yes?
I'm on three board of directors.
Three board of directors. Excellent.
I'm number two grand champion delegates around the East Coast.
Now that's fantastic. Round of applause right here. Right here. That's fantastic. There you go. There you go. Yeah, exactly. We'll have the demo later at the end of the presentation because I will never get you back if we demo right now. Okay, now that's something really unique. Not that the other things aren't unique and important, but guess what? And I'm sorry, what was your name?
Carmen.
Okay, for the rest of the conference, this is day one. We're still in the morning. Everybody's still kind of getting used to, hey, who are you? Where do you work? What's your name? Exactly. Everyone that sees Carmen is going to know, oh yeah, that's the belly dancer, okay? Now, Carmen may not want that reputation, especially in this room, okay? As I look around at some of the dirtbags, all right? Carmen may not want this reputation, okay? But nonetheless, it's who she is, and she's proud of it. If she's so accomplished to be a recognized, you know, professional on the East, number two on the East Coast, right? She clearly has a love for it. She clearly has a passion for it. What's your love and passion? Somebody else. We are going to spend more time on this. Yes?
I did competition rock crawling with a big Jeep.
Competition rock crawling with a big Jeep. Awesome. Awesome. All right. You know, that's kind of like a Tim Allen moment, right? Okay. That's fantastic. Very cool. Yes?
I'm a group commander in the Air Force Auxiliary.
Very cool. Very cool. Who else? You guys all do cool things, right? What is the thing that you do that you think is really easy that your significant other, parent, sibling, coworker thinks, wow, that's really unique, and they don't do it? Anybody else? Yes?
I used to be in circus.
You used to be in the circus?
Oh, we gotta get you.
That's awesome. Circus belly dancing. I can see it at the end, at break. Okay, what'd you do in the circus? Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. All right, so the moral of the story is, and I know some of you who haven't raised your hands yet are thinking, all right, man, I was never in the circus, and I don't do belly dancing, but I promise you, if you spend some time, you will find unique things about you. They may be about your heritage. They may be about where your family is from. You know, some of you may speak another language other than English, okay? That is unique. It shouldn't be. But in this country, it is, all right? There are unique things about you that my gut instinct is you are taking for granted. I encourage you to spend some time thinking about it. Now, people always ask me, okay, Joey, great, the search procedure, yeah, I spent some time, I wrote down the things I'm really good at, okay? How long do you think this procedure should take, this step in the process, the search? A lifetime. That's actually the perfect answer, yes. You get bubblegum for that. That's great. A lifetime is true. Who said lifetime? You back here? All right. Excellent. All right, a lifetime. But in prepping this particular project, how long do you think you want to spend?
You should know yourself well enough.
Probably at least a couple of weeks mulling it over.
At least a couple of weeks, absolutely. Hopefully you know yourself already. My gut instinct is, and you know, myself included, we don't know ourselves as well as we'd like to think we should, right? And we don't know the things that people find unique about us. You know, I put the singing thing up there. I've been singing all my life. I don't really think anything special about it. But when I meet people and they find out that I do these concerts and they find out that I've sung in these places, they're like, wow, that's really unique and different. To me, it's just another day, you know, another day at the job, so to speak. It's something I do. It's something I enjoy to do. You should spend at least a month doing this, okay? And so what I would encourage you is to start today. Start right now writing down things about you that are unique. And if you have a unique life experience, okay, something special happens to you, write it down. If you go to my website, you'll see a brief story of Joe versus the volcano, okay? I once rode a bike down a volcano in Hawaii, and the volcano was, well, I won't say totally active, but kind of smoldering active, and the brakes failed, and it was in the middle of this huge rainstorm that, you know, they get in Hawaii. And if any of you have been to Hawaii, you know that's basically a daily occurrence. But then it clears off and everything's beautiful back in paradise. Brake wipe, skidding towards the end of a cliff. 45-foot drop. Okay? I grew up riding motorcycles as a kid. So The idea of the spill and the fall was not so scary. The idea of the 40-foot cliff was quite scary. All right, helmet on, grabbing for rocks, right? And having the conscious thought, grab the rock, grab the lava rock, because if you don't start to slow down, you're going over the edge. Cracked the helmet in two. Motocross helmet, cracked, okay? Severed all the brake cables, bent the frame, all right? These are like tourist touring bikes, right? These are big frame, bulky, ugly bikes that they put all the tourists from the mainland, the Howleys on, right, to send them down the mountain. Does that experience have any relevance in my life? Well, maybe. Maybe not. But it's an experience that I had, and it's a unique experience. You have those in your lives. Explore them. Next, express yourself. Well, how am I going to express myself? One way is through an annual report, right? Companies do this. And now this is where you start to see, okay, Joey, you talked about this IPO. It's corporations, right? Well, what are the parallels that we can draw from the corporate life to our personal lives? One is the annual report. How many of you have ever done an annual report for yourself? Okay.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Would you mind sharing about, I'm sorry, what's your name?
Sonia.
Sonia, would you mind telling us a little bit about it? Excellent. My request to all of you, and I'll only make a couple today, start doing this. Did you have fun? I'm going to pick on you a little, Sonia, if you don't mind, right? Did you have fun doing it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you forget what you do in a year. I mean, professionally and personally and your achievements and accomplishments, when you limit yourself to just thinking about what you're doing at one time in a year, you forget everything.
Absolutely. The neat thing about doing an annual report is it forces us to do a checkpoint in our lives, right? Every once in a while, we have a big life occurrence. We graduate from high school. We graduate from college. Usually, they're graduations, right? We graduate from school, or we meet that person we're going to spend the rest of our life with, and we get married. And then we realize that person isn't the person we were going to spend the rest of our life with, and we get divorced. You know, people in our family are born. People in our family die. These are big life events where regularly we stop and take stock of ourselves. No pun intended. Actually, all puns intended. All right, we take stock of ourselves and we say, where am I now? Where have I been? Where am I today? And where am I going? If you formalize this, it will serve you well. So you can do an annual report. Now, there's two ways to do it. Sonia's way, which is great, is feels much more a personal effort. It was for your friends that were imprisoned. It wasn't to get a job. It wasn't to get new clients. Now, maybe it had that ancillary effect, but that wasn't the goal going into it. There are ways to use this to increase your pocketbook, right? The American way, right? Again, another America joke. Opportunities for you to make more money, to grow your business, to get new jobs, all kinds of possibilities. The annual report, all right? What's an annual report? It provides information on a company's strategic goals, their marketing plans, their operational objectives, and their financial performance. How many people in here have ever read a company's annual report? Okay, good, like a third of you. How many of you get those things from the mutual funds and throw them away without reading them? Excellent, killing trees. Perfect. Okay, what is a personal annual report? A personal annual report is taking that regular check-in on the business side and making it about you, your strategic goals, your promotional plans as a professional, your objectives, and your past performance, including money. How many of you have ever gone for a job interview and told them about how much money you made the last company? Raise your hand. Okay. How many of you think you would have had a better opportunity in that interview and a better chance of getting that job had you been able to do that? Raise your hand. Okay, this is actually where a lot of hands are supposed to go up if you're following along at home, right? Because what do companies care about? Right? They care about the bottom line. At the end of the day. Now, there are a lot of companies out there, oh, we care about our people. We want to take care of them. That's great, okay? But unless the lights stay on and the doors stay open, they're not going to be able to care about their people. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of caring about your people. But you need to be presenting yourself in a way that lets those people you interact with self-select to what is most important to them. Let me repeat that because it's kind of important. You need to be presenting yourself in a way that allows those that you interact with to self-select what's most important to them. Okay?
Self-select.
Self-select. Okay. Let's say I run a company and you come in to interview for a job. All right? Now, you don't know this, right? But I founded this company. Well, you may know this part. I founded this company 10 years ago, and every person I've hired has been a friend or somebody I've worked with before. You are the first person that I have ever not known when they came in the room. I knew everyone else, okay? So I have preconceived notions about what I want you to be, all right? What's most important to me in this role that we're stereotype playing is that you get along with everyone else, that you're part of the family. I don't care about this. Past performance, yeah, that'll iron itself out. I'm not nervous about that. Your future objectives and goals, those are a little important to me because I want my employees to stay for life and I want them to feel like they're constantly growing and developing. But what's most important to me is that you interact with the team. Now, some of you may be able to sit back and say, well, sure, Joey, that happens at any company you go to, right? But are you presenting yourself in a way that allows the potential employer or the potential person who's going to give you that gig or give you that freelancing project or hire your company to do this or decide to go out on a date with you or whatever it may be, are you giving them the tools, the information they need to self-select and to answer their questions? All right? Anatomy of an annual report. Look at all the words on this slide, all right? This is basically the breakdown, and I'm not going to do one of those things where I read all of these to you. This is basically the breakdown of what is required to be in an annual report, okay, by the SEC. They require you to cover all of these things. We're going to talk about the ones that are relevant for your personal annual report, okay? The financial highlights summary. Snapshot. One page, all right? This is kind of the one-page executive summary that says who you are. Okay, now some people say to me when we talk about this, they say, okay, Joey, yeah, that's my resume. No, I am not talking about a resume. I am talking about three or four paragraphs that describe who you are, what you bring to the table, and what success you've had to date. This is the brand Joey Coleman in 5 minutes. This is the brand you in one page. What are the important things that you want to get across? Now, people ask me all the time, they say, well, Joey, what should be on that? You know. I don't. I don't know what's most important to you. Some of you in the room, I imagine, are motivated by quality of life. Okay? The reason you freelance or the reason you work from home or the reason you started your own business is you want to stick it to the man every chance you get. Okay? Some of you are motivated by money. And that's okay, you know, Gordon Gekko was right, greed is good, right? Okay, that's okay, but own that, okay? I don't care what's most important to you. You should care what's most important to you. And everybody else who has an opinion about what's most important to you, let's take a leap, right? They don't matter, because at the end of the day, you wake up looking at you in the mirror. Okay, well, you may wake up looking at someone else and then you go into the bathroom and you look at you in the mirror. But the moral of the story is you have to answer to you. All right? Next in an annual report is the letter to the shareholders, right? We have these two images here. This is where you get to speak your voice and paint your picture. Now, the letter to the shareholders in a typical job situation, either getting someone to hire you freelance, winning your company business, applying for a job, is kind of the cover letter, right? Who has spent less than 10 minutes on a cover letter that they sent with a resume at some point in their career? Raise your hand. Okay? And those of you that aren't raising your hand are lying and no double bubble for you. Okay, the moral of the story is we don't focus on this, right? We think, well, my resume will really carry it. They're not going to read that cover letter anywhere. They're going to breeze by it. This is where you get to be you. This is the piece of the proposal or the piece of the resume cover letter or the piece of the pitch that allows me to step back and say, wow, this is really what this person is like. This is their voice. This is their spirit. This is their ethic. The year in review. Who's this? Janet Jackson. Excellent. Anybody have a guess why her picture's on here?
You can't show her.
You can't?
She hasn't had the greatest year.
What have you done for me lately? Right? That was her song? What have you done for me lately?
This is the year in review. I don't care, and I'm sorry, I don't care that fresh out of college, you started a company during the internet boom, and you wrote it up, and you got some good VC funding, and you tanked it with everyone else. Okay? On one hand, I do care, because that's an experience that led you to who you are. And if you couch it in that way, that, hey, I had this experience, and this is what I am, great. I care what you've done recently. I'm much more interested in how you've spent the last year of your life, because I want to see you growing, and I want to see you developing. If you still have high school accolades, as I look around the room, I think this is a fair comment for everyone, and this is not a dig on anyone's age. If you still have high school accolades on your resume, it's time to move those off. If you still have college accolades, it better be smaller than this, okay? You need to have more recent things. What have you done for me lately, all right? Financial statements. Anybody know the reference on this one? To win money. What's he doing? If I say Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Show me the money.
Thank you. Excellent. I figured the Cuba Gooding Jr. one was way too easy. All right, show me the money. You need to let me know, what have you done to improve your business? What have you done to help me with my business? One thing I always include to all of my proposals with clients is how the money they spend with me, and I'll be honest, I charge a lot. And I'm happy to charge a lot. It's a carryover from my days as a lawyer, right? I'm happy to just bill people, and I tell people, guess what? I got used to it being a lawyer, so I'm going to do more of it today. You're going to pay a lot. But all of my clients, I make them a promise that I will never charge them more than they can't make back within one calendar year. Okay? It's kind of a gutsy promise. I think it's a gutsy promise. I'm thinking about moving it to 6 months. Okay? Now, let me tell you, if you're willing to put your money where your mouth is and say, here's the deal. Yeah, I'm going to charge you $25,000 to build this e-commerce website. Okay, now some of you may be thinking that's either a whole lot of money or that's no money at all. But to be honest, that's what I charged my last client that I built an e-commerce website for. Me, right? Okay, what did I do? A lot of talking. What did other people do? All of the coding, right? No skill here on that. I kind of tried to make it look pretty and made it all work with the marketing plan. Other people were the brains of the operation. $25,000, okay? They're going to hit that number. I know, and they're not doing anything right now. I know they're going to make that back in 18 months. And if they would start implementing the marketing plan that we also put together for them, they're going to hit it within 6. And I hear the laughter there. Somebody's been in that position before, right? You gave them all the tools, and what did they do? Crashed it into the ground. Okay, independent auditor's report, all right? Now, this is the really sexy way in the thing of saying testimonials, okay? What's great about you telling me how great you are? It's got some value, right? It allows me to see you have some self-confidence and some self-worth. But what does it really do at the end of the day? Not as much as one of these will do. A great testimonial really can carry the day. And you have these, right? How many people have testimonials for work they've done? Raise their hand. Okay, I want every hand to be up next year when we ask this question, okay? And some of you are like, okay, woohoo, I bought in, right? You need to be asking people how you did. You need to make it a requirement of the work you do. And you say to me, well, Joey, I work in a corporation. You know, my boss gives me an assignment. I do the assignment. Once a year, we get annual reviews, 360. It's awesome. I review him. He reviews me. We all review each other happily. Yeah, no. Okay, what you need to do is get some testimonials. You need to get your boss sitting down over drinks, because some of you, because I've been to these events before, I know, like to do that. You get some time with your boss sitting down over your drinks, and you say, Steve, what do you think of the work I did on that project? And he says, well, you pulled that one out of the fire. That was really nice. Can I quote you on that? All right? Now, at first, it will be a little awkward asking for this. But when you start to compile a list of these, they begin to speak for themselves. It's much better to have other people singing your praises than you singing your own. Corporate officers, right? These are the typical resume details, right? All the things that are currently on your resume, and this is a sweeping generalization, so if anybody has the stuff we've previously talked about on their resume, just tune out this little part right here and then get ready to tune right back in. This is a sweeping generalization. If you need to include this information, where you went to school, what your grades were, where you've worked, blah, 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 blah. But at the end, it's in some ways, by the time they get this far into the annual report, it really shouldn't mean a damn thing because they've already agreed that they want to work with you. How do I get in contact with you? You know, it seems like an obvious thing to say. I used to do a resume review for a company that works with Fortune 500s. It's one of the fastest growing companies. They IPO'd while I was there. It was one of the fastest growing companies. It's based here in D.C. It's called Corporate Executive Board. They continually are ranked on the Inc. 500 list. I mean, they're just, they do great things. They're big and fast and growing. You would not believe the number of times that I received a resume or a letter or some type of a communication from somebody seeking either to be a vendor for us or to be an employee of ours that did not include this information, okay? I also have on here personal website, address, and blog. How many people in the room have a blog? Okay, good. Another one where I want every hand to be up, and myself included. That's one of my goals for this year. That's one of the things that's going to be in my annual report next year. Blog is live. How many people have a personal website? Raise their hand. Again, yet another challenge I would make to all of you. Hopefully every hand should go up that you have a personal website. What do you do now when you hear about someone? Has anybody done the Googling thing, right? Where you hear about someone, and I don't, and they're like, yeah, we've been Googling for a while. That's not what I meant by that. Has anyone done the thing where you met someone or somebody said, oh, I'd like to set you up with this person, or you met someone out and you decided to go back and you'd Google them and see what you found, right? All right, excellent. You don't have to admit to this one. Thank you for those of you that did. For those of you that are trolling on your own time, you know, don't worry about it, but know that other people are doing it to you too, which is why I throw up that photo thing. The footprint that you're making out there in the electronic world matters, and people more and more are looking at it. You read about all the articles with MySpace where they're talking about these young college kids applying for jobs, the employers going on their MySpace pages, seeing them drunk, passed out, half naked, and thinking, is this really the person I want representing my company? Now, what's fascinating is in many ways, the kids that are in college right now are saying, you know what? I'm okay with that. Because that's how I'm going to be at work, all right? Drunk, passed out, half naked. Get used to it. And if you don't want to hire me, I'll go work somewhere else, okay? The playing field is changing. But the moral of the story is you have to be aware of what the footprint is out there you're making. And you say, great, Joey, thanks. You've given us all these things that we're supposed to do, but what should it look like? All right, let me give you an example. This guy's name's Adam Feltron, and he got a lot of press on the internet in the last year because he put together an annual report and he posted it on his website. I think at the last count, it's been downloaded hundreds of thousands of times. I mean, this is just ridiculous, right? This is his annual report, and the reason I like it, of course, is because, yeah, look, they're farming. So here in 2005, he charted his work versus his play. He tracked his time for a year to say, am I playing enough or am I working too hard? You see there, he has a fair amount of work, right? Near the end of the year, this was a great month, wasn't it? You know, it's just like, whoa, I'm going to just take about a six-week sabbatical and call it a life. What did he do in terms of travel? The states visited, where he went. What's important to you, right? Adam talks about travel. I talked to you about travel in my 5 minutes of Joey Coleman, right? Travel may not be important to you. There may be something else you want to put here. This one's kind of neat because it lets people know that you're constantly on the move. You're constantly doing things and having new experiences. What's the music you listen to? How many people here listen to music while they work? Raise your hands. Great, excellent, everyone, right? What music was he listening to? I love this one. 16,000 iTunes songs played, okay? Now, is this one of those where you hit play, right, and then you take your headphones out to answer the call, and you come back 4 hours later, and it's like, the track is played 78 times. And you're like, oh, that's really going to screw up my playlist, but whatever. All right? Photos that he took. Photographs per country. This is a guy who likes to take photos. This is fascinating. Digital prints versus analog prints, right? Versus analog photos. He's tracking that he's changing the way his life is changing. And so if I don't know Adam, and I don't, I can look at this and see what are his hobbies, what are the things he's interested in, how is he evolving, his education, what are the best books he's read, okay? If I were to ask you what the best books you were, the best things you were, you'd probably have some information. What are his needs, other fun stuff that he's done, okay? How you express yourself is important because of your e-presence. We've talked about this. You need to be one with your brand. I love this, okay? For those of you that have been in this presentation before or heard some of this stuff, Virgin.com, right? Virgin Airways. Who knows who the CEO is? Richard Branson. Richard Branson, absolutely. Anybody see what the address is there? What's this back there? RichardBranson.com, right? His brand is his company. End of story. All right, other ways to express yourself include a roadshow. Whenever companies do an IPO, they go out on the road and they sell their wares, right? They go and they meet with potential investors. You need to feel confident speaking about what it is that you do. I encourage you to practice this while you're here. You're going to meet a lot of other people over the course of the next 3 days. They're going to ask, well, what do you do? Where do you work? Where are you from, right? Now, chances are the answer you're going to give is something like cold fusion programming. I do that, right? I code. Okay, guess what? They probably already figured that out. What I'd much rather hear is, I'm the number two belly dancer on the East Coast, okay? A bunch of my friends got arrested in Africa last year and were imprisoned, and I kept a personal online annual report journal to keep them focused and to let them know what I did so when they got out, they could read about it, okay? Those two answers are going to continue the conversation and, frankly, probably get you a drink bought. Okay? But I do coding. I do cold fusion. I'm really into, you know, ASP, C++. And so quickly it just all glazes over for me. Yes?
And Joey, you make a recommendation here. You know, like, one thing you could do is you could find something basically that always going to say is a cold fusion programmer or something, you know, BS like that. Try to find an opening, basically. Like, you know, what are the guys bad? What would say he's from? You know, use that as a play or, you know, something he's wearing, like those Brazilian shoes. Like, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Play back. Push back. I promise you your conversations will be more enjoyable. I promise you. Get it out of work. A lot of people have passion about their work, and that's great. Okay? For the next 2 days, take it out of the work just for giggles. Right? Just for giggles. Take it out of the work. Find out more about people. It's a long road. Right? Over time, these things are going to evolve. The final step in our process, and I'm rushing a little because I noticed they're giving me the fast time, even though we started late, and I see some of you starting to pack up. We'll speed up a little. Finally, things evolve. Quarterly reports, right? Corporations do quarterly reports. Now, do you need to formally make these look as pretty as your annual reports? No. But what I'm encouraging you to do is once every 3 months, sit down and say, what did I do the last 3 months? How did I spend my time? What did I do to advance myself? What am I doing to plan for where I want to be in the future, all right? IPO does not mean immediate payoff, okay? For some people, it does, okay? The CEOs of the corporation that have tons of stock and turn around and sell the stock after it goes public. Those are the short-term plays. Don't be a short-term player, okay? Chances of winning as a short-term player are really, really short and really, really minimal. You want to be a long-term player, right? You want to be the Cal Ripken, to use a sports metaphor, because it's a room mostly full of guys. Hey, Cal Ripken, you want to be the long-term player, the guy who plays forever, right? Time, the clock is always ticking. You want to do your best to be growing and evolving. Madonna's a perfect example of this, right? Look how far Madonna's come. I mean, she's doing this whole Kabbalah thing in Israel now. It's like, what is that all about? And now she's the model for H&M clothing, right? She's taken over there, and she's going to be like the head spokesperson model for that. I mean, we've seen her career go through tons of permutations, but she's always been very true to who she is. Don't be afraid to let your brand grow. Don't be afraid to let it develop over time. You can have a wonderful comeback, even if you have a setback. Okay, Martha Stewart, in jail, gets out and ends up in the Time magazine issue of the 100 most influential people. Okay, from jail, not a bad rap, okay? Brand all that you do and choose what's important to you. You have to make choices here, right? You can't be all things to all people, all right? Anybody know this reference? King Arthur. What'd King Arthur have? And a round table. And everybody sat around that round table, chimed in with their thoughts and their opinions and their ideas. Create your own personal board of directors, okay? The charge I make to you, it's end of June, by the 4th of July, okay? I know I've given you a lot of homework tonight. It almost feels like class, and a lot of you really aren't writing it down and aren't going to do it anyway, but that's fine. At least I'm asking. Find two people to serve on your board of directors. If you're married, I guarantee you already have one, okay? Find two people to serve as your board of directors and ask them, say, will you be on my personal board of directors? And they're going to say, well, I don't know what that is. And you're going to say, well, this crazy guy, Joey Coleman, right? I was at this conference and he said, go home and ask two people to be on your personal board of directors. I have no idea what it means, but I'm one of those people that crosses everything off the list and I got my two things done even though I have no idea how you're going to help me. Get these people to be able to bounce ideas off of, right? Get them to be able to ask, okay, so that you can ask questions, bounce things off. We're going to take about 2.5 more minutes. I know we're at stop, but just because we started late, we're going to have a little fun. We're right near the end. Get people to be on your personal board of directors and regularly ask them questions. Ask them, what do you think about that? I mean, you have these people in your lives already, right? You have people that you run ideas by, that you vet things out. Give them a little status. Say, hey, I'd like you to be on my personal board of directors. They probably already know that they are. Right? But give them that title, give them that importance, and then say, and what I'd like to do is, at least twice a year, if not more, I'm going to take you to lunch. And I'm going to ask you about me. I'm going to ask you what you find unique about me. I'm going to ask you what it is that makes me different. I'm going to ask you about what attributes I have that you think are special, because that feedback is going to help you in promoting yourself. All right? Investigate, express, evolve. Questions? And there's a little more. Questions? Anyone? And I'm also going to be hanging around if there are questions afterwards. Yes?
What was the book you recommended to me in the session?
The book is The Brand New 50 by Tom Peters. Okay? And if you look under personal branding, there's a lot of people that have written about this. William Aruda's written. There's a new one called Are You Brand that just came out like within the last 2 months. Interesting stuff. Okay, I said we were going to come back to this, right? Okay, a lot of you got gum during the session because you were willing to chime out with answers. There is another bubblegum opportunity, all right? You have a little survey with you, okay? Last year I was totally psyched to be named one of the top speakers at the conference, okay? The reason I was psyched is because I'm not the tech guy, okay? It was great for me. I'm not trying to bribe you to give me high scores. I'm really not, okay? If you want to do that, that's fantastic, and you might get bigger presents. But anyway, the moral of the story is if you could just take the time to fill out your survey, this is what you get. I'm going to be standing at the door. You hand me the survey, I hand you a piece of gum. But wait, it gets better. Who knows this reference? One more thing. Anyone?
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs, one more thing. Okay, this is where I really sweeten the deal, and this is where it's okay that I've kept us a little over. When you hand in your survey, I'm going to ask you to hand me a business card. And if you don't have a business card, that's okay. We should work to remedy that. But if you don't have one, write your contact information. And all I need right now is your name and your email on a piece of paper and give it to me. This week, I'm going to send you my own survey. Right? TerraTech and CF United do these great surveys, and they're wonderful. But I have some questions that are important for me to know. All right. I will not spam you. I will not send you crazy stuff. I will send you a short electronic survey. If you answer the survey, okay, looking around the room, someone's going to win one of these. Okay? Now, you say to me, well, Joey, sure, it's one of those things where the fine print, you're a lawyer, I get it, ha, ha, ha. Everybody has to answer the survey, and then one of us wins. No. The number of people that participate doesn't matter. Somebody wins. So if two of you take the initiative to actually fill this survey out, one of the two of you will win. So your odds of winning, who knows what they are. But frankly, you know, there's probably, I don't know, 50, 75 people in the room at most, right? So you've got a real good chance. Fill the survey. You'll see the email coming from me. The last question I have for all of you is, when is your IPO? Send me an email and let me know. Make the decision to take yourself public. Make the decision to start promoting yourself. Make the decision to tell your story and take your public brand to the world. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for listening, and we hope we will see you at CF United 2007. This has been a production by TerraTech Programming. For more information, go to www.cfunited.com.